fun to be in the same room with you when you do that song. And I'm here with Cuenca, and they're visiting from Seattle on tour. They're going to be performing at the Old Mad Dog Cafe in Crawford this evening. You can run on down there. I think the doors open at 6, so that's when the show is airing. So if you're hearing them just now, it's not too late. You can get on over there.
Turn your car around.
You want to be in the same room with them. So that was the song Mistakenly Brave. And I loved the video that you all created for that. I just watched it, and it's basically the idea is that you're performing for this king and queen, and you have to put on quite a show for them. And the amount of energy that you that you have in that video, I mean, you're pretty much just like literally bouncing off the walls. how did you? And it looks like it was done in one take. It was, I mean, I'm sure
not
it wasn't,
quite, but it was one day.
Yeah, it was done in one day. So close to. Yeah, it was a very long, sweaty, bouncy day.
And you guys are sort of known for being jubilant and energetic, and all of those things are used when describing this band. And I would say that even looking at your live material, too, you're the same way. It's pretty energetic, and I'm wondering what you do to basically, like, keep up the amount of energy that it takes to perform.
I love it when people ask this question, because the answer is that we're really boring the rest of the time. We're like,
save it all up.
Yeah, we have so much fun on stage, and then we get off and people are like, come party with us, and we're like, no, we're going to bed right now.
We hang upside down like bats during the day, and then just at night we swoop down and really sell our energy into the world.
I knew it. There's no way to maintain that 24/7.
No.
So also just the sort of ideas expressed in that song, the idea that you're just accidentally, you know, putting yourself out there. I'm sure we all run into situations, and especially when you're performing all the time, where you might have some performance anxiety, or you surprise yourself with the amount of bravery and strength that you have to accomplish something. And I'm wondering if you have a story where you were accidentally brave.
Well, Nathan?
I think part of it definitely stemmed from when people, like, we are, like, always putting ourselves out there a bit, and, you know, where we threw away our normal lives to tour and attempt this life. And I think a lot of people see that and you know, might see that as brave. Or people definitely, you know, like, oh, you're following your dreams. That's, like, so amazing. But, you know, we're just stumbling through it like everyone else constantly. It's not like, you know, I don't think any of us ever feel like we're doing something courageous, or like, you know, we're just trying to follow.
Right.
Whatever winding path we're taking, you know.
Right.
I think that was definitely part of it when writing the song, and that's definitely part of the idea.
Well, also when you're following a dream, it's not like you constantly are like, I'm following a dream,
right,
now,
yeah,
like every single day.
It never feels like you're doing anything groundbreaking, or, you know, when you're on the journey, you know, it never seems like any, you know.
When we're sitting in our van, like, curled up into yeah, little balls, and like for 9 hours at a time, we're not like, we're following our dreams.
Especially on the winter tours where you're just eating a cold can of soup somewhere off a snowy highway.
Gloves.
See,
over
that's
a
what gets
fire
me through it, though. I'm just like, I'm following my dreams.
I'm so
fine,
brave.
Well, you did have sort of a big thing happen to you, where you guys performed at the Tiny Desk concert, the real one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because Bob Boylan saw you and became a fan and asked you guys to come do that. So that must have been a situation where you were like, I don't know, just a milestone in some ways.
Absolutely. When we sat, kind of, it was 2 or 3 years ago that we kind of sat down and made our goals list, and Tiny Desk was at the top of the list. It was our number one, like, that's our next, that's, I was going to say, it's interesting because while it never feels like we're following a dream necessarily, we always have goals, and they're always changing and shifting, and, you know, we try to be excited and grateful about everything we have, but we're also always kind of like, we got our eye on that next thing. What are we going to do next? And Tiny Desk was just kind of, it was kind of a, when we booked it, it was kind of like, well, this is like one of those things.
And we've arrived. And then the day,
I mean, I feel like that's a goal that I could look back on and be proud of, even if we quit music tomorrow. I could look back and
say, the plan.
Yes, we're taking this time.
So you really want to come to this show tonight?
It's our last show. No, but it was. We drove all the way out there, and I mean, we were touring, but it was the middle of winter, and you know, the day of, it was just like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening.
We're also like huge fans of NPR,
yeah, exactly.
So it was an extra
on top of the. Of their offices.
Yeah, on top of being fans of Tiny Desk and you know, the NPR music in general, it was like we were huge fans of
NPR
and the offices.
In the hallway.
Yeah, an hour and a half in the gift shop.
The political, you know, correspondents and all the different writers. Yeah. And,
you were like, is that Scott Horsley?
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, it was really
amazing.
Fun, yeah.
Do you, how does that work? Did their people call your people and then they were just like, you've been invited?
We broke in. And...
Mistakenly brave again. Sometimes you just have to.
We talked to Bob quite a bit when he came to Seattle for that tour. And afterwards, he was kind of like, well, don't, you know, make a big deal out of it, but I would really love to have you guys out for a Tiny Desk. Oh. And so, you know, it wasn't, nothing was set in stone. And then our publicist is pretty well in touch with them. He set up Tiny Desks for other bands, and so he and Bob corresponded, and we had a few dates that just like ended. Mm-hmm. Hanson took one of our Tiny Desk dates.
How dare they?
But their Tiny Desk was great. So
yeah,
I was really happy about it.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been trying to start a band feud with them for years, so I'm glad.
You have a little material.
Little kindling for the fire. Yeah.
Hanson, if you're listening, Taylor,
we're coming for you.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, what's next? What would be next on the list of
we're working on an album right now. Mm-hmm. So that's like, we're really, really excited about the new stuff we're writing, and we're recording it all ourselves, which is really different.
It's always been a dream of mine to do SNL, just because I've been watching
another
that show
direction.
Since I was... yeah. Another direction.
Yes, but totally.
But that's, you know, if I think of another thing I'd like to do.
Yeah, that'd sure.
Be fun. SNL, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
You've completed your feud with Hanson, and now it's time to... and if you're just joining us, I'm here with the band Kawinka, and that band is made up of Miranda Wild, who's on vocals, synthesizer, banjo, rhythm guitar, percussion. Today, we've heard her on banjo and vocals. And Jillian Walker on cello. Brothers Zach and Nathan Hamer on... Nathan's on ukulele and mandolin. Zach plays guitar and percussion, and it's so great to have you in the studio tonight. You can catch these guys tonight at the Old Mad Dog Cafe in Crawford. So we'd love to hear another song if we could.
Sure.
This one's called Spaces.
Shadows seem far away, to be seen so soon. We rot as castaways, straining on the same swift doom. My lover wrote to me, said everything's fine. Something might have seemed far. Because our passionate times of fun. Why don't you hide away? Soft like silk, smooth like barley wine. Everybody's either breaking up or getting married in the nick of time. You got soaked in the rain, slept in some melted bed. Couldn't keep from being too close, and I couldn't keep from in my head.
That was the song Spaces from Cuenca here live in the studio at KVNF. And again, the band is made up of Miranda Wild, Jillian Walker, Zach, and Nathan Hamer. I was looking at what genre your music fits into, which I guess not one single genre that I recognize, actually. It was described as joyous folk pop, modern folk, Americana. I know about Americana. Dream pop, synth pop, and Brooklyn's mid-aughts guitar rock revival. Which, what is that? That's the one
What came to mind for me was the Strokes.
Oh, okay.
So sort of like guitar-driven, early 2000s, post-rock kind of.
Who knows vibes. What people are thinking when they describe our music?
We get bluegrass. We get all kinds of, sometimes. So
yeah. Don't put a label on us.
Right. And actually, like, when I'm listening to you, I'm not like, this is genre defying. There's no way to describe this music. You know what I mean? Like, it all makes sense. It's not. I think what happens is when you guys add a synthesizer mm-hmm. to your music, that's what makes people throw
people
it into.
People lose their minds.
They yeah. don't know what to do.
A banjo and a synth?
We have the electric drums, or the electronic drums and the electric guitar, too, which is a little bit different.
Right.
This is sort of our stripped down acoustic
right.
set we're doing now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And what have you ever met people that feel like you're really breaking the rules when you mix synthesizers and ukuleles?
We honestly haven't had a lot of that specifically. Like, we were expecting a little bit of backlash because we used to be a little bit more on the folk side. I mean, we were always writing pop songs, essentially.
And we had lots of percussion, but it was all acoustic. Things mm-hmm. that we made that made real sounds
right.
as opposed to electronic sounds that we recorded or put in.
Really, we've never tried to be one thing. It's sort of was born out of a necessity to make her sound bigger and want to play more things at the same time.
With only four of us.
So, the electronic drums came about because we can line pedals across the stage and the two girls can, use their feet as well as their hands playing whatever they're playing. And the synth just because we wanted more versatility and, it's all just
right.
out of us wanting more.
And sometimes you have guest musicians, like you have a sax player that comes in and everything. Have you ever, and it is a big sound and it all works beautifully, but have you ever had like tried an instrument that didn't work? Did you ever throw in like a kazoo or a
I would play the accordion, not very well, but it's like I play it like an organ sort of, which was really fun. And quite literally, it stopped working. The pickup is broken, and I have not gotten a chance to fix it yet. So it's also really big. So it's like something
that
we kind of play.
That was before the synthesizer, too. So
yes.
It was a good replacement. And we also, before that, we had an 88-key weighted key cord cross. So it's like a four-foot, you know, and then we had a gator case for it. It weighed like 50
pounds. We pulled it out for one show and tried it, and it was such a hassle to haul in and out that we just left it in the van.
And
for the rest
for the entire tour.
It was really
like a coast to coast.
Yeah.
We just couldn't. Deal. It was like too
so
hard
that's
to try
one,
to.
I mean, that's one.
You had to let that one go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Threw it off the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's true. Yes. That big thing.
Yeah. Threw it off a bridge. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about another video, and I should mention too that Nathan and Zach direct their own videos and create these beautiful works of art. You should check them out. And this video was for the song Warsaw. It sort of tackles the subject of, well, misplaced anger and racism, really, I would say. Mm-hmm. And you have a character in there who would be very in support of Trump's wall. But it's sort of a compassionate look at that type of person because you're delving pretty deep into how he got that way how he got that angry. And the lyrics to the song, you know, they explore those kinds of things a little bit, but it's not like the song is about, you know, anti-immigration or racism necessarily. It's sort of about being really sad.
Yes, that's that hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
So what made you want to create a video that explored that character and that person?
Well, we did the one before that. I think we did one that was about the Berlin Wall kind of ish. I don't think we said it specifically, but it was like set
in early
60s Germany. And so we were always thinking of ideas that were, you know, progressive or socially conscious or, you know.
We like to take songs and there's never normally, we don't write music and think, oh, this would pair with a great video. You know, we normally have a song and then we just listen to the song and then try to think of videos that would pair well with that song or maybe bring the music to another place to explore some other outlets. And that video in particular, I don't know, I think is definitely, especially living in the Northwest and I don't know, it's definitely been on our minds, especially when we were making that video. And I don't know, it's an interesting concept. I think everyone's human, but there are a lot of misguided people out there. And especially the song is about displacement of emotion. And I just took it to a darker place, I guess, when we were thinking, like,
We also wanted to be careful not to be too sympathetic with our lead character. Like,
we created something that it's open to interpretation. However, you know, people we try to create videos that
leave room for, some kind of audience, you know, interpretation without.
Because the video gets really weird, too. So
there's also aliens and stuff.
You know,
It's great. I mean, it was like you're almost people just should watch the video because it's a little bit hard to explain. And as you say, different people have different reactions to it. But it's the video for Warsaw. And the actor in it, I think, was remarkable. And was he the guy who played the king?
Yeah.
And the other?
He is indeed. So keep your eyes open for him.
He's
you might
your
see
star.
Him
He just captured a whole bunch of a range of things in that short period of time that were pretty.
Yeah, he's a great character actor. Mm-hmm. We've known him for a long time. He's a good friend.
How'd you find him?
Well, community theater.
Yeah, it's really sweet because we all grew up in the same small town, and there's actually a really strong community theater, a couple of really strong community theater programs in this small town. And so we all kind of grew up with these same people, and it's so fun when we get to go back to this, it's like an hour north of Seattle. So we just like go up and film these videos and invite everyone we knew from like community theater and stuff to just come like be in these music videos. And it's really community oriented and really fun. to kind of like go back to our roots in that way when we shoot these videos, I think. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Again, I'm here with Kawinka, and we're going to hear one more song from them before they go, and they're heading off to the Old Mad Dog Cafe in Crawford. So check them out. Run on over there. The show starts at 7.
I've been out late. I've been trying to say all of the reasons I failed to keep my head in one place. Build a home in the air, and darling, I'm well aware that there's a hitch in my gate. I've been afraid of the dark, been avoiding the place I made. When all the lights are burned out, at the end of the day, I might slow down, down. We'll be right back.